Wisconsin's 8th District Representative Steve Kagan calls health legislation passed this week historic.
It's good for patients, it saves lives, it saves jobs, it strengthens Medicare, it's great for small businesses.
The Democrat says that's partly due to tax credits small business owners will get for offering coverage to their workers.
This is a 2-year limit on the tax credit availability, and right away there'll be a 35% coverage of premiums. Which would mean if you're spending $10,000, there'd be $3,500 available from the federal government to help small businesses afford the health care coverage.
But the director of Wisconsin's chapter of the National Federation of Independent Businesses says taxes and penalties offset any reforms aimed at his members. Bill Smith also says provisions that allow states to create exchanges or purchasing pools don't go far enough. Instead, Smith says, the NFIB supports legislation that would allow organizations to buy insurance across state lines.
Organized labor and big businesses that self-fund their health insurance plans can provide a national health insurance program. But organizations like NFIB or the National Restaurant Association or the National Builders Association, whoever it might be, we are, by law, prohibited from doing that.
Smith says the national legislation, which failed in Congress, would allow NFIB to spread costs among its 400,000 members across the country. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.